Okay, now I realize some of you may be a little sleepy, so I've got a little quiz for us to start with. You need to try and guess what the building is that I'm putting up. Okay, I'm going to put up a jigsaw piece, and you see if you can guess what it is. Any ideas? Really? It's the sky, but what's the building? It's a good guess, but it's not right. Let me put up another one. Okay, now if you know it, put your hand up. But we'll wait. Don't shout it out. We'll see if any... Do you all think you know it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's put up another one. Keep your hands up if you know it. People think they know it now. Some people still not sure. Let's put up the last one. Okay, I think it was the first hand. Windsor Castle is absolutely right. Okay, there's another one here. Let's put this one here. This one's quite tricky. Yeah. Which church? St. Mary's Church is absolutely right. Well done. Golly, let me put the rest up. And if you're not sure about that, if you just go out to the steps and look up, then that's what you'll see. Okay? Now here's the last one. I'm going to put this one up here. No hands yet. One hand. Okay, I'll come back to you in a minute. Still only one hand. Two hands. Okay. Okay, go on.
Jerusalem.
It's in Jerusalem. You're absolutely right. It's the Temple of Jerusalem. Yeah, well done. Round of applause. Okay. And it's that temple. Actually, this is just a model of it. But it's the temple in Jerusalem we're going to be thinking about, because when Ruth read that Bible story, it was telling about a time when Jesus went in to the temple. And that's what we're going to be thinking about. You see, lots of people 2,000 years ago, they would go to the temple for lots of different reasons. One of the reasons they go is this. What do you think this person's doing? They're praying, aren't they? So people would go to pray to God. And another reason they would go... to sing to God, yeah, to remind themselves and remind other people how amazing God is, and to sing to God about how amazing he is. Now, we've been doing that in Holiday Club all week, and we've been doing it this morning. So, actually, we pray when we come to church, and we sing when we come to church. So, we have those in common with the temple. But there's one other thing which is very different from 2,000 years ago, and we're going to think about that now. So, we sing and we pray, but we need to understand a bit more about God. Now, we've been learning about God in Holiday Club, and we think that God's the king. Why? Well, what did God make? He made the world, didn't he? But he's not just king of the world. He's also the king of you and me, because he made us as well. And God did all that. And what's brilliant is that God was very, very kind and said, look, I want to be friends with you. I want to be friends with you. And actually, God didn't just make us. He also told us how we should live with one another and how we should live with him as our friend. And he wrote all that down for us in the Bible. That's right. Thanks very much. That's brilliant. He's written it all in the Bible. And the Bible is a bit like an instruction manual. If we want to know what God has said and how he'd like us to live, then we need to look in the Bible. Now here, I have my DVD player. Okay? So if I want to work out how this is going to, how to work it properly, then I thought, well, I might need an instruction manual. So I brought a few with me. Now, do you think this book's all about plants and flowers? Is that going to help me?
No.
It's not, is it? Let's put that down there. Now, what about this? This is my favourite cookbook. Do you think that's going to help me?
No.
It's not, is it? What I actually need is the manual for my DVD player, and I can't find it. So that's not going to... I don't know how that works. But what's brilliant is that God has told us how we should live in the Bible. So we think, well, that's great. I know how to live now. It's all written in the Bible. But it's one thing to have it and read it, but actually, we need to do what it says as well. Now, you may not know, but it was somebody's birthday quite recently, and it was actually Sam's birthday. So, Sam, if you'd like to come up here. Now, I was a bit late with Sam's birthday, but I thought, well, not to worry. I will make him a cake. So I got out my recipe book, but I thought, well, the recipe book's all very well, but I think I can do better. So what I did was I got some flour and some eggs and a little bit of sugar. And I thought, well, that sounds a bit boring. I wanted it to be an organic cake, so I put a bit of soil in there. And I remember during the war, if you didn't have enough eggs, then you'd add vinegar. So I put some vinegar and some eggs in the cake. And I know that Sam loves Thai green curry. And the best ingredient in that, I thought, well, curries and cakes will probably work. So I put in some fish sauce as well. And the cake, it's come out a funny colour. What colour would you say it is? It's green, isn't it? It's kind of a greeny blue. And how does it smell?
Like cheese.
Like cheese. Sam, it's a cheesecake. So if you'd like to... oh, it's quite blue inside. Look at that. So happy birthday. And if you'd just like to taste it and tell me how it... Tell me how it tastes. Watch comes. How is that, Sam?
It's very salty.
It's very salty and not very nice.
It's disgusting.
Okay, so thank you very much. Round of applause, Sam. Oh, don't forget, Sam, don't forget your cake. There you go. Now, you see, what happened there was, I thought I knew better than the recipe book, so I did my own thing, and actually, it tastes pretty disgusting. And what happens is that God's written everything for us in the Bible, but if we think we know better and ignore it, then our life will taste pretty disgusting as well. And here's the reason why. You see, in the Bible it says, look, you can go one of two ways. You can go God's way, like it says in the Bible, or you can go your own way. And if you go your own way, well, life will taste pretty disgusting. And here's the reason why. Now, I need a volunteer, someone who's not sat here. So let me think. Sam, do you want to come up? Great. Now, have you ever been in a traffic jam with your parents and there's a construction worker and he's controlling the traffic? Well, Sam, you're going to dress up like one of those. If you have that, pop that on your head. And can you put that on as well? Thank you. Okay, and this is a stop-go sign. So what happens is if you're in a car, you can't go anywhere when it's stopped, but when it's turned round, then you can go. And what we learn in the Bible is what happens is when we go our own way rather than God's way, if we then think, well, I'd like to be friends with God, actually, what we get is a stop sign. Can you hold that, Sam? That's great. Okay? Maybe if you stand there and put one arm on there. That's it. Brilliant. Okay? So this is why it's a problem when we go our own way, because we think, well, I'd like to be friends with God. Oh, but I can't. God says, stop. Don't come any closer. Now, once we understand that, we understand why Jesus reacted in the way he did when he went in the temple. Now, who can remember what Jesus did when he went in the temple?
He overturned tables.
Why?
Because it turned into a marketplace.
Yeah, he was really angry, wasn't he? Jesus was really, really angry. And we're going to be thinking, well, why was Jesus getting so angry? And the reason was because what people were now doing in the temple. You see, God very kindly, even though people had gone their own way, he said, look, I can be your friend again. He said, if you want this to become a go sign, spin it round, Sam, here's what you must do. You must not only say you're sorry. When we do things wrong, we say we're sorry, don't we? But I wonder how you show you're sorry to your parents. See, God said, look, you've got to say you're sorry, but you've also got to show that you're really sorry. And the way you do that, the way you turn the stop sign to the go sign, is with a sacrifice. Now, that's quite a long word. Let me explain to you what that means. God said, look, what you need to do to be my friend again is that you need to take maybe a cow or a sheep or a dove. And then what you do is you kill them. Now, that might seem a bit of a shock to us. But the thing we need to remember is that God said, look, because of what you've done, something has to die. Now, we don't like that very much, but what it shows us is that God is really, really serious about when we ignore him and go our own way. You see, what we do when we do that, we forget that God is king, and we forget that he made each one of us. But God said, don't worry, I've got a system for you to be my friend again. The way you do that is with a sacrifice. One of these things must be killed. And this is one of the reasons why people went to the temple. They went there to sing, they went there to pray, but they also went to make themselves friends with God again. Now, when Jesus got there, he got very, very angry, because what he saw was not people praying and singing and making sacrifices, but actually they were doing other things. So he made a whip, and he turned over tables, as you said, and he drove everybody out. He was very, very angry. And the reason was that the temple was no longer somewhere people would go to get right with God. The temple had just become somewhere where everybody goes to make more money. Let me explain it to you a bit like this. I wonder if you went to a supermarket and you thought, what I'd really like to buy is a banana. And you were a little bit hungry, so you found the banana that you thought was just yellow, not too green. And you went to the checkout and you said, I'd like the banana, please. And they said, well, rather than 20 pence, the person there said, that's £120. Now, what would you do? You'd think, well, I quite want a banana, but that is way too much money. So because I don't need a banana, actually, I'll just leave the banana at the supermarket and I'll go somewhere else. But what was happening at the temple is that people were coming, and what they really needed was an animal, to buy an animal so they could sacrifice it, because otherwise they couldn't be friends with God. But what people were doing is they realized that people really needed this, and so they charged them lots and lots of money. So some people couldn't afford it. And if you couldn't afford a sacrifice, well then, you couldn't be friends with God. Which is why Jesus got really, really angry. Because the temple had just really become an expensive supermarket. And so Jesus got very upset and he cleared everyone out. And people were thinking, well, hang on, Jesus. Who do you think you are? You can't just come in here and turn over tables and scare everybody off. What gives you the authority to do that? You see, maybe some people think, well, maybe Jesus was just a good teacher. So he was teaching them a lesson so that they would get things right. But actually, that's not it. Well, maybe Jesus was a bit like this guy. He was a policeman. And he'd come to tell people what they were doing wrong so they could get it right. But you want to know what's amazing is when they asked Jesus, well, who do you think you are? What are you doing? Jesus actually said something quite confusing. They said, Jesus, who do you think you are? And he said, he didn't really answer their question. He said, see this temple? And the temple was a big building, much bigger than this church. And he says, if you knock it down, I will build it again in 3 days. Okay? Now that left everyone very, very, very confused. Very, very confused. Because they looked around, they said, well, this building is huge. And we know it took 46 years to build. So how, Jesus, can you possibly do that on your own? They said, well, Jesus, if we're honest, what you're saying isn't just a bit confusing. What you're saying is absolutely impossible. It can't be done. You see, Jesus, what's this? A digger, yeah. Jesus didn't have any diggers. So there's no way he could do it in 3 days, let alone in 46 years. But actually, if we understand the story properly, then we'll realize that it's not so impossible, because there's two surprises. And here's the first surprise. Let me put that there. When Jesus was telling them this, he said, look, I'm not talking about the temple. See, they misunderstood Jesus at first. He said, I'm not talking about the temple, but actually, he's talking about his... Does anyone know? Huh? He's talking about his body. That's absolutely right. Okay. So when Jesus said, look, destroy this temple and I will rebuild it, what he was actually thinking about was the time he died on the cross. Okay. So when Jesus says, look, destroy this temple, he's thinking, when you kill me on a cross. But it wasn't just when Jesus died on the cross. What happened on the... Jesus said he'd rebuild it in his third day. Well, we know that Jesus came alive again on the third day. So people aren't so confused. They think, well, what Jesus was talking about was impossible. But when people remember that Jesus died and rose again, which is pretty amazing, they realize that that is absolutely possible. Okay? So the first surprise is Jesus wasn't talking about the temple, but his body. But there's another surprise as well. He's not talking about... It wasn't an accident. See, some people think when Jesus died, well, that was a bit of an accident. And wasn't it lucky that he came back to life again? Well, it wasn't lucky at all. You see, it wasn't an accident. But all along, it was God's plan. Okay? It was always God's plan. Why did Jesus come to earth? Because he knew he would die and 3 days later rise again. Now, what kind of a plan is that? Well, it was God's plan to save you and me. See, God knew all along that we were always going to go our own way. And actually, because we keep doing that, there was never going to be enough animals to sort the problem out. You see, it's a bit unfair, isn't it? If I go my own way, what would have to die? A cow or a dove or a sheep? But actually, God sends Jesus to die and rise again to be the perfect sacrifice. So if you've been to St. Mary's before, have we ever killed a cow or a sheep or a dove here? We haven't, have we? We don't need to do that, because when Jesus died on the cross, it wasn't an accident. It was God's plan to save us. So how can we be forgiven by God? How can we go from being not friends with God to friends with God? Well, we don't need to kill animals anymore. This is why it's good news about Jesus. We actually just need to trust him and follow him, and then God will forgive us. We can be his friends. Well, I think that's pretty amazing news. So I'm just going to pray now quickly. So let's close our eyes and bow our heads and I'll pray. Dear God, we do thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for your plan to save us, that Jesus dying on the cross and rising again means that he was the one sacrifice, so that if we trust in him, then we will be friends with you. Amen.